Hey sports fans, BMOC here. Start your day by playing Sportle, a sports-themed word-guessing game from our friends at Big Swing Games.
You've got six chances to solve the puzzle. It's either a sports term, a sports personality, or a team name.
Head to sportle.pro to play. There's a new puzzle every day, and it's completely free.
But if you like it, be sure to click that share button and send it to all your sports fan friends.
Seriously, please do that. We need a win so bad.
So bad. Like, really bad. So head to sportle.pro. That's Sportle, sportle.pro, to play Sportle.
Good times. Okay, we are speeding. Let's do this in 3, 2, 1. Cue the coach.
Stay tuned for medium-level sports talk about the madness of March, outer space, and the EPL.
It's not Monday.
It's not Tuesday.
It's Sports Wednesday!
Thursday edition.
Sports Wednesday! Sports Wednesday!
Sounding great as always. Welcome to Sports Wednesday, everyone. Sports talk for the medium fan. That means we get the big stories right, but we frequently get the details wrong. My name's Pete Brown. I'm your host, the big man on campus, driving the trains tonight, BMOC. And I am just shouting at my computer screen because we are having some microphone issues. So if I'm sounding a little off in this triumphant return to the airways after a 7-week break.
We didn't work on our technical things, did we?
Oh, we did not. So apologies in advance if it sounds like I'm coming to you from inside a pickle jar. Let me introduce my co-host. First of all, this guy. He owns the entire series of 30 something on VHS. It's the coach, basketball legend Matt Longley. How are you, coach?
I'm doing good. I'm just trying to get used to talking to your forehead because that's all I see. That Timothy, what was his name from 30-something? Timothy?
Busfield.
Damn, that is some deep.
That is some high 30-something knowledge. Oh, I'm doing good. This is going to be a great show.
So as the 175,000 people on the live stream can see, in order to shout at my computer, I have to lean really close to the screen. So Coach and Maestro, basically doing a podcast with my forehead tonight, bringing us those sick guitar licks that keep this show real. It's the Maestro, Brian Hake. How you doing, Maestro?
How am I doing? I'm doing all right. Daffodils are popping up. Sunshine out today. Can't complain.
Yeah. So we've been off since the Super Bowl. We took a number of weeks off just to sort of rest and reset and come up with all sorts of new bits for the show, which we did not do. And sooner or later, we thought I wanted to do a show this week, not because it's March Madness, but because I wanted to show you guys this jelly bean that I found. It's a purple jelly bean that appears to be giving birth to a green jelly bean.
Oh, that is a strange piece of candy you have.
That's right. There being no other sports fit to be discussed in a medium sort of.
I'm BMOC, the big forehead.
That is right. So anyway, we're glad to be back. Hopefully the show is just as terrible as you remember, and you're glad to have us back on the airways and into your ear holes. A little bit of housekeeping tonight to take care of. Follow this show on social media. At Sports Wednesday on all platforms, except X, where we're at Sport Wednesday. Check us out on Threads, TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. And you can get your merch at sportswednesday.com. Click on merch, go to our Redbubble store. And just a reminder to check out the Daily Sportle, the only sports-themed word-guessing game that doesn't suck, brought to you by our good friends at Big Swing Games. Big Swing Games, games that you can play.
That's true. You can.
What are you fellas drinking tonight?
I'm sipping on a classic Miller Lite.
Miller Lite for Coach. Meister, what do you got?
I don't have anything yet. I forgot to grab something.
Oh, yeah. You really are pulling out of your butt, Ski.
Okay, well, we'll try and when we throw it to Coach in the main event, then you can run and get a drink.
It sounds like a plan.
Yeah, it sounds like a plan. I'm drinking a classic PBR tonight, 16-ouncer. I was thinking about this, Coach.
Yeah.
If we had done this podcast in our 20s when we were in college,
right,
the part where Maestro's playing the opening riff, we would both be chugging beers, and the goal would be, could we finish a whole beer before he finishes the opening riff?
Of course we would, and he would know that, and he would play a little bit shorter or longer, and we'd never know how long the riff was going to go. It'd be great.
Well, we'll see.
We could still do that, right?
One day we can do it. One day. I think I would die if I tried to do it tonight, though.
Yeah, tonight would not be good.
All right, so a little bit of format changes for the show here, trying to tighten things up, get it toiter.
Toit!
I did just notice when I was setting up our recording studio, there's a new feature on the service we use to record where you can upload podcasts up to 4 hours long now. So I think that bodes well.
For us, it definitely does.
You guys ever listen to a four-hour podcast?
Mm-mm. I think Joe Rogan's, though, some of his go super long. I just don't know if I have that kind of... I know I don't. Why am I saying I don't think? I know I don't have that kind of focus.
There was one a bunch of years ago called Hardcore History, and they were like 2 hours each one, but they were great. They were really fascinating.
And you could swallow that in one sitting?
No, like if I was painting a room or something, it would be a good one to put on.
Okay.
Basically, since I don't commute anymore, I listen to podcasts when I paint rooms.
Yeah, if you're not in a car, it does take away a lot of your podcast listening time. Like, I don't sit around the house and listen to podcasts. Like, do people sit around and, like, sit in their chairs and then put their headphones on and just listen to a podcast?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how most people listen to Sports Wednesday.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense.
Or they have listening parties.
I would love to see a Sports Wednesday listening party.
All right.
With just gorgeous. Our wives?
Let's get to this. Let's kick it off with the new bit we're calling the main event.
Main event. Well, the main event. I think it's about basketball.
Yeah.
That's a ditty.
Maestro told us before we got on the air that he was not prepared, and yet he busts out that song. That's
he does his best work up against it. I'm telling you, the man is a goddamn genius.
The main event is it's the main topic of the show. It quite often will be a sports topic, but it doesn't have to be, we decided. Sometimes we might all talk about a movie that the three of us have seen, or it might be something else that's happening in our world. There will always be sports in some form on Sports Wednesday, but sometimes this main event will just be something that might not be sports. That's one of the new things. And Maestro now firing up a Miller High Life. All right, Maestro, sounded good. But this week it is college basketball. It's March Madness, which is kicking off while you're listening to this Thursday. Games are starting right now. We've already played the first four.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're playing them right now.
Yeah, and I look like Grambling. Is it Grambling playing Montana State?
The play-in games,
yes.
Yeah, the play-in
Colorado is playing. They're about to play right now. Or Boise. Colorado and Boise are going to play Boise.
Every year, those are in Dayton, right? And don't every year I say, yeah, we should go to those, and we don't.
We really should.
It
seems silly that we haven't.
Mm-hmm. And yet we don't.
Yeah, we don't.
What are we going to do? All right, what teams do you like in March Madness this year? Who's in your Final Four? What upset specials do you want to see? Those are the questions we're addressing. We're going to throw it to Coach. What teams are you liking this year, Coach?
Okay, I'm just going to be real simple. I don't think anybody needs to hear my medium analysis on things I don't know that much about. But I do know a couple things. The two teams I really like, University of Kentucky. I love UK and I love Auburn, and here's why.
they get up and down the floor and score a shit ton of points. Auburn averages like 83 points a game. Kentucky averages 89 a game. And they are athletic. They play defense.
Coach, did you call your in-laws before the show?
Or? I'm going to, because it gets even better when we go over my final
four. You owe them money? So, or what's going on?
I dig those two teams. They're 3 and 4 seeds, too. So I'm a sucker for a 3 and 4 seed. I like to stay away and be contrarian and not pick the ones and twos. So they fit right in my wheelhouse.
So Coach going all SEC on the teams that he likes for that. Let me ask you this, Coach.
Yeah.
No, actually, I'm going to throw to Maestro first. Let's find out who Maestro is.
We talking upset specials?
No, we're going to do that next. But right now,
just who do I like, or who are my top four?
Who do you like?
I know absolutely nothing, but here's what I'm gleaning. Here's what I'm gleaning from the wires. Baylor. I like Baylor, and I like Marquette.
I like those teams too. I like the Marquette fans wearing the Pope hats. I think that's pretty awesome.
Love it. Love Jesus.
Nice job there. And
here's two teams I don't like.
Ooh.
Kentucky.
What?
And Auburn. I think the SEC is a bunch of jokers, and I think they all suck.
I think just
like Coach does. Wee wee, Coach. Wee wee.
I'll tell you what. I think Maestro brings up a good point here, and that is, I think the Big 12 is one of the best conferences for basketball. And I think those teams beat up on each other all year, and you're going to see how good they really are in the tournament. I really like Iowa State, and I would have them go to the Final Four if they weren't in the same bracket as Connecticut. Because I know one of the hardest things to do in sports is go back-to-back champions in the tournament.
Really is.
But I'm picking Connecticut to do it. So I think that Connecticut-Iowa State, that would be like an Elite Eight game. The winner of that game is your national champion.
Holy cow. Whoa, that's a bold pick there.
That's BMOC coming out swinging as he shouts at his computer screen.
Well, I think you're right. I mean, UConn is the team to beat, for sure.
They are, but like, I mean, it's...
Well, here's the thing. We haven't mentioned Purdue or Houston. Both have high expectations. Both really stumbled in their conference tournaments, right? It's like when Rocky...
Too.
Made Dolph Lundgren bleed, and then Apollo Creed's like, he's human.
I've been thinking about those conferences. So if you're a top team and you go into your conference, is that kind of like EPL playing like an FA Cup when you know you're really your eye on the prize, the bigger prize?
Yeah.
Do you phone it in a little bit? I feel like maybe Houston did that. I feel like Purdue did that, but I don't know if that's what happens. But
so
like
there's – I think that they gave this question one time. I think – I may be wrong, and I've only been wrong once in my life, but this could be another time. But I think they posed that question one time to one of the big coaches, like Coach K or one of the bigger guys, because they lost like in the second round. And somebody kind of said like, well, you know, when you lose in the second round, you don't have to play two extra games. You save your players. They were going to be a number one seed anyway. It just depended on where they were going to be. They weren't fighting for a seed. So I wonder if there is some truth to that. That's actually a good comparison. That like I've never really thought like it's always for the little guys trying to just make their way in. The guys that already win. I mean, I know they want to win the tournament because it feels good, but it's better you don't.
I mean, if you're already in the tourney and you're already a pretty good seed, then I could see you doing that. Now, if you want to bump yourself up, get a little bit higher. Maybe you put the time in, or if your athletic director says, hey, we need a pennant, you know, up in that corner. Up in that corner there, I think we need a conference pennant. But I think otherwise, rest your team.
Yeah, for those big teams, the teams that are going to be number one seeds, I don't think it means squadoosh.
Yeah, if they've got a player who's got like a sore knee or something, Kansas did this in the Big 12 tournament, and now that guy's out for the whole tournament, but... They will rest. I think they will rest that player. But I think if your team like Houston, who's never won a Big 12, who's new in the Big 12, I think they were fighting like hell in the games that I watched.
Yeah, I do too.
You know? So we'll see. All right. So let's, first of all, let's just do Final Fours. Just shout out your Final Four teams. We'll go Maestro, then Coach, then me, and then we're going to say what upset specials we see. So who's in your Final Four, Maestro?
All right. I've got UConn, Baylor, Marquette, and Tennessee.
Noise. Coach.
I've got Auburn, UNC, UK, and Tennessee.
Man, wow. Even UConn in there.
No, I have them out. I'm telling you, BMOC said it. It's the hardest thing to do is to repeat. It's so hard because you have to be – there's no room for error. You can't lose and come back the next day. So I just think they see Auburn, and I think Auburn is just as athletic and just as good.
Well, even if UConn plays – if they play a spirited Iowa State team in the Elite Eight.
I don't know. It's very hard. So I see that them stumbling.
Yeah.
Fair. That's fair.
Fair. Well, here's who I have. I made a change because I saw that injury to the Kansas player is going to be out for the entire tournament. I originally had Kansas going, but I have UConn, Baylor, Purdue, and my wild card.
Yes.
The NC State Wolfpack. The magic keeps rolling. Oh, Jimmy Valvano. From beyond the grave, an 11 seed in the Final Four. I can't believe it's going to happen.
Oh, man. The ghost of Jimmy V is going to take him to the top. Wow. All right. That is a bold pick there, Cotton.
Well, if you guys remember last year's Final Four, I was the only one that picked San Diego State and FAU to be in the Final Four.
Of course you were. Yes, you were. It was amazing. Perfect bracket that you had.
I don't even remember.
All right, here's the best part about upset specials, and I'm going to throw it to BMOC first just because you two had this team in your Final Four. And sadly, the Tennessee Volunteers are going to get knocked off by the St. Peter's Peacocks.
Oh.
A number two seed has fallen.
You just wanted to say St. Pete's Peacocks.
A number two seed has fallen in each of the past couple of years. There's a 15-2 upset. I think that's going to keep going, and that's my upset special. You heard it here first, folks. I think St. Pete's is the team that like 2 years ago beat Purdue.
Yeah, they had a magical run in their coach.
Or not Purdue, Arizona. It was Arizona.
That coach actually rolled that run into being the head coach of Seton Hall, which ironically this year Seton Hall got screwed and they should have been in the tournament, but they weren't.
You know who else I really like is Texas Tech. I think they're gonna.
You do?
I do. I don't know why. I get a vibe from. I reached out to my what would you call them, nephews-in-law. One of them is really keen on Nevada, and the other is keen on McNeese State, and they also think that it's Creighton's year, they're going to go far. And somebody said that Gonzaga, I think McNeese plays Gonzaga in the first round, they're calling that as their upset special. My upset special is Duquesne. I think they're going to beat BYU.
The Dukes.
Mm.
Duquesne's a little. It's almost like Capital, but it's in Pittsburgh. It's kind of that kind of a college, and so that's my homer. That's my homer upset special. Duquesne.
Let's go
Duquesne over the BYU. What are they? Are they Tigers?
The Cougars.
The Cougs.
All right, Coach. What do you got? Upset special.
I'm picking Charleston over Alabama. Ooh. Charleston's all juniors and seniors and. They're a scoring team. And Alabama, I watched them earlier this year. I think they got – well, Ohio State beat them, and then they lost to another couple games. I don't believe in them at all this year. And I think Charleston's a older team that can make things happen.
All right, Charleston over Alabama. I'll tell you what about – I watched Alabama a bunch of times this year as well because they were usually on before K-State came on. But they're a different team when Mark Sears is on the floor, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Better or worse?
Better with the former Ohio Bobcat playing.
Oh, yeah.
So, all right. Anything else on this tournament? You guys looking forward to it? You seem like you're both kind of like waking up out of a stupor of not doing shows for 7 weeks and suddenly there's a March Madness going on.
I would agree with that. there's a stupor going on. But I'm excited about the tournament. I'm actually in one, two, three. I'm in like five brackets this year.
Oh my God.
Sports Damn. Wednesday.
Sports Thursday. I've got a family bracket and I've got a work bracket. And I think
Let me ask the question.
Are completely different.
I was just going to ask that. Are they the same or all different?
You know what's funny is I signed up for our Sports Wednesday thing through the link that BMOC sent, and then I went into ESPN, my app, and I filled and it synced right up to the bracket, and I filled it out, and then it disappeared, and so I had to redo it again. So I don't know. We'll see what happens, but I think every time I've done a bracket, it's different.
Well, we'll see in the Sports Wednesday pool, and
we're up to about 16, aren't we?
I think so, but 16,000 people in there. I think it's. it's
That's I what I meant, 16,000.
It's too late to get in. So you probably got a text from one of us, and that's how you're in. But I didn't want to open it up to the public like that one time when we suddenly were flooded
with
guys who would do like 10 different brackets. But here I'm proposing a mini competition between the three of us.
Okay.
Whoever finishes highest gets the jelly bean.
With all your guts, do we get it? Do we have to eat it? I think the loser should eat it.
Oh.
That's what I think. I had one of those on my... Is that bad?
Hey, now.
Hey, now.
The beer actually went up my nose when you said that, Maestro. That's...
Well played.
It popped and a bunch of spiders came out, but I don't know. Is that a bad thing?
Well, I'm sorry to say none of us picked the Akron Zips. I think after watching them in the MAC tournament, they played well enough to win that tournament, but they weren't dominating, and they didn't look like the team they were earlier in the year when we watched them coach. So I just think the MAC's one and done this year.
Oh, they're way done.
Yeah, I didn't pick them either. I got to say, though, and I know we talked about this. Well, I talked about it on our text thread, but I was really, really pleased with the way OU finished out the season and Ohio State. And I thought both of those teams finished strong. I was hoping at least one of them would get in the tourney so we could root for them. But anyway, Ohio.
All right, that's the main event. Wrapping it up, March Madness. Watch those games. Keep your eye on the pool. What are we going to give the winners of the Sports Wednesday pool? Are we doing a prize bucket pool?
I don't know. I mean, we could.
Can we think about that? Make it a mystery for now?
Yeah, ponder. It could be the
Let's
jelly
ponder
bean.
Ponder that.
All right, so we got another new bit here. Let Maestro pick up his guitar while I explain to you how it works. We used to have a lot of bits. We had one called Rants, Corrections, Recommendations, and Walk-ons.
Walk-ons!
And, I always thought it was the best part of the show, and it always came, you know, in hour two. It was always very late in the show, and I was like, how do we bring this up earlier? So we're only about 20 minutes in tonight. So this is kind of a new bit where each of us gets to bring any sort of topic that we want to discuss for a couple of minutes. It could be a rant. It could be a recommendation. It could be a walk-in. It's whatever you want, but we're going to take it, throw that ball around the horn.
Oh, my gosh.
Butsky's doing you proud.
Around the corn, throwing it to coach. What do you got?
Did you say corn? It's not corn. It's corn.
He did say around the corn. BFOC, yeah. Big forehead on campus is killing it tonight. I struggled on what I wanted to bring it down to one topic. I have two, but I'm going to go with whenever the tournament comes around. It always makes me like. There's always a team in the tournament that I can't stand.
Uh oh, who
it's
is?
It's always the same team,
Kentucky,
because they're always in the tournament. Which is Duke.
Duke.
I can't stand Duke. I don't like them, and a lot of people hate Duke. But like, have you guys seen? Did you guys see the clip with the player for Duke, Flipowski? Okay. So my question, it's kind of a question, or do you think I need some clarity on this? Like, they always seem to have like a major douchebag on the team. Mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm, they had Christian Laettner, which, by the way, is a great 30 for 30. I hate Christian Laettner, but one of the biggest ones they had, which he's still a douchebag even in the NBA, is Grayson Allen, which
yeah,
I think he is a grade A, capital C, blank sucker. So, but they have this other guy, Kyle Filipowski, who's the guy that, like, when they charged the – when everybody charged the court and he got hurt.
Yeah,
did you see the clip of, like, him? He had, like, that that cry face and he got hurt. But the next game he was dunking and he was fine. He wasn't hurt at all.
You're fine, and Kyle Filipowski.
Filipowski. And then this past week he was on the ground and a guy was running past him and he threw his leg up and tripped him. Like, it was a complete douchebag move. So, like,
Coach,
when they recruit – do they, are they looking for that? Or is that just the type of player that loves Duke? I don't know.
I got three questions for you, Coach.
Yeah.
All right. Question number one, can you define for us what you mean by douchebag?
Ooh, that's a good one. So douchebag is just kind of like that cocky. They think they're the funniest guy in the room. They're annoying, borderline inappropriate.
All
borderline inappropriate.
Believe their own hype.
Yes, believe their own hype. Probably do get away with a lot more than they should because of their status and whatever they're doing. So, yeah. And they're just a grade A dick bag.
I gotcha. All right.
Yeah.
What I want to know is, so you got Duke douchebags. Can we just combine that and call it a Duke bag?
Oh, I love the Duke bag.
Trademark it.
Oh, we coined it. I think that'd be a great t-shirt. In the font, it says Duke bag.
You're such a Duke bag. What's a Duke bag? Duke bag? Do you know who Christian Laettner is?
You know who Grayson Allen is?
Do you know who Grayson Allen is?
I like that.
Both.
I got to admit.
Primo Duke bags.
I'm still impressed at their fans camping out to get those tickets.
That is impressive. The for the UNC game?
Yeah.
Yeah. That is impressive.
Yeah, I tried to, as you two know, I collect college pencils, and I tried to get a Duke pencil once, and I kind of got lost trying to find the bookstore, and things went downhill fast in the family truckster, and so we had to abandon the quest.
So you don't have one?
I don't have one.
I would imagine Duke basketball fans, just like Kentucky basketball fans, are kind of like Ohio State football fans.
They are.
It's like you're always good. It's like reliable. It's kind of like USA in the Summer Olympics track and field. It's like you always know you're going to win, and you can rely on it, and so you're just a bandwagon on top of that.
Yeah, everybody, the fans of Duke love Duke, but they know that everybody else hates them. That's like Ohio State fans. I get it.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, Coach.
Yeah.
Who do you dislike more, Duke or Kentucky?
Duke.
By a significant margin?
By a significant margin.
Yeah.
Kentucky annoys me. I mean, just because for lots of reasons. Duke, they're at the top of the list.
Okay.
And then there's a big gap, and then there's the second tier.
Last question then.
Yes.
Did the 30 for 30 about Christian Laettner at all redeem him in your mind?
I got to tell you, so he's – have you seen it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so it does, because I kind of enjoy it. And I've softened my feel on him. I don't feel like he's as you know where I put Grayson Allen? I put Grayson Allen in the same – and this, anybody that listens to us, out of the 175,000, the people that are old school NBA fans, it's Laimbeer.
Oh, yeah. I got you.
Bill Laimbeer.
Was there another guard back in the day, that white guy, that was annoying? In that same period as Laimbeer, or maybe a little later.
That was Kurt Rambis?
Annoying. No, Rambis wasn't he wasn't a dick.
He was awesome.
Just, he was awesome.
I'll do a little research. I feel like there's somebody that's kind of Grayson Allen-ish, but late 80s.
We should get Laimbeer on the show. And Grayson Allen. Okay, well, that's so Coach Duke is douchebags. He wanted to talk about it. Did you feel any better getting it off your chest?
I totally did. I'm still going to be rooting against them hard, even though Coach K's not there anymore.
Just want to point out real quick, Coach.
Yeah?
Known in the wild as the most positive guy you could see.
Yeah.
Super, super happy, always smiling. Always goes to the negative when he gets an opportunity on the show.
I know.
He likes to rant. He's always got a fresh rant.
Because this is my release point. This is where I'm allowed to be that way.
Darkness, and that's great. I love it.
One day I'm going to do a bet with Coach where he has to wear a Duke hat and a Notre Dame jacket and a Kentucky t-shirt.
Oh, my God. My skin will burn. Burn right off my body.
All right, that's Coach around the horn. He throws it to Maestro. What do you got?
What did I put? Oh, I put space, outer space. So I'm just letting you guys know there's some sort of outer space theme going on in my world. So Wifey Poo, a couple weeks ago, got COVID. So we watched a lot of movies, opposite sides of the room. But But for some reason, she wanted to watch the original Alien. So we watched that. And then like a couple days later, we watched this movie called Life with had Ryan Reynolds in it. And Jake Gyllenhaal, very similar to Alien. As you know, big fan of For All Mankind. I loved Expanse. I finished up both of those seasons, but like, I feel like all the streaming stuff's, they're serving up all this space stuff. Got a show called Constellation. I think that's on Apple TV. There's a new show on Amazon called Beacon 23. Started watching that. Outer space, I'm telling you.
It's all about outer space.
And I'm a sucker for all of it.
And Maestro, we're about to, like, I think it's going to get, right? Because we're going back to the moon. We were supposed to go back to the moon in November with humans, and now it's just going to be robots going to the moon in November with humans going in November 2025. Mm-hmm. But I think that's going to, like, reignite our imaginative fascination with space.
I hope so. I mean, I'm a sucker for it. I watch all those space movies and shows. I love it. I always love to see what content creators come up with, the new sort of spaceship or how they sort of navigate through space. But I just started watching this Beacon 23 on Amazon. I really liked it. I've watched two episodes.
Yeah.
It sucked me right in.
Which one is that?
It's less about space, though. It's more like way in the future, nondescript future, but way in the future. What'd you ask, Coach?
What's the show called?
Beacon 23. It's got Lena Headey, is that her name, from Game of Thrones, the evil queen.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But Beacon, it's almost like a space buoy. It's like a light. It's like, essentially, this beacon is like a lighthouse in space.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of spins. And so when spaceships are flying through, anyway, but it's what happens on the beacon. But so far, it's been awesome. So outer space, I'm just telling you, I don't know what's going on, but I like it. Keep giving me content, I'll watch it.
You'll digest it.
Like the Maestro, I'll watch anything with spaceships in it just to see the ships.
You love the ships.
Love the ships.
I even love the Picard show that was on. It's on Paramount. I think I watched two seasons before we got rid of Paramount, but
yeah,
I almost want to.
I'd like to see it.
It's not great. But it's good. I think it's good just because it is what it is, and Picard's awesome.
Yeah, it's kind of like Counselor Troi has looked like she's lived through some pretty hard years between the end of Next Generation and the start of Picard.
I don't want to go deep with OU stories, but I have so many memories of dropping by Pete's house on Stewart unannounced, and he would be in the dark watching Next Generation.
Smoking,
and I would just sit down with him, and he's like, hey, can you tune my guitar? And I'd tune his guitar, and then I would hit the loo and not flush, because he had a sign that said don't flush. If it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush down. And then I would go home. I'd walk up the hill, go home.
Excellent.
Good times. All right. fellas, I don't know if you saw this. On August the 3rd, 2024.
Oh, I did see this. Pelotonia Day.
Is that the same day?
That's the same day, yeah.
Ah, man, that wrecks the whole thing. I was going to... Chelsea is playing Man City at Ohio Stadium, and I was like, what do you guys think about going to that?
Well, let's just ride 25 miles, and we'll just finish at the stadium and hang out with the EPL teams.
All right, let's say it wasn't Pelotonia Day. Would you guys want to go to that?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, probably.
I was trying to convince my brother. So Liverpool and Arsenal are playing in Philly, a part of that same, just like last year when a bunch of teams came over.
Yeah.
But I would go. I'd figure out a way.
So I have this. This is the only thing that I say to that.
I know it's not going to be their A teams,
right? So here's what I'm saying. If the United States can bring NFL football in the middle of a season and play in Europe, and they are playing a real game that matters, an exhibition game in front of a bunch of people, like, I know it's their colors, but you're not seeing any of the players. Like, they do
come. Some of the big names come, but they don't play hard.
They don't play.
Like, but I'm with you, Coach. I just don't
Why
think
Why can't they come over in the middle of the season?
I don't think
play?
We're there yet. I think we just have to get there. I think in a couple years,
when
soccer really hits, when it hits, because I know you're saying it's not there, it's never gonna hit.
True. But
that would be cool. Prime season, like
how about that?
Playing in the snow or something,
right? Or prime season, they're going to be in the season. I mean, they'll have good weather, and like they could come over here and, I mean, they would sell out. If they played a meaningful game, and it wouldn't even have to be against two huge names, just you would sell out, and the money would be insane because it's a real game and guys are really playing. But they won't do that. They'll just go play their 9,000 mid-season tournaments that don't mean anything instead of playing a regular season game. I would definitely go, but I'd be like,
when you said maybe, I was like, that's the Matt Longley free ticket, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, would I spend an exorbitant amount of money to see an exhibition?
Wonder,
no.
It's a great proposition. I wonder too if it's more about they don't want to upset their fan base. But like
they don't, but they're
but it
but
happens
they're stealing
here.
From
like
Americans.
They still do that, you know, when the when Kansas City plays the Rams at Tottenham Stadium or whatever.
Yeah.
I would say American fans are probably a little bit pissed. They're like, what the fuck, you know?
Why yeah, you do here? Lose a home game. I get that, but they're stealing from Americans. I mean, like them coming in and playing
what do you mean they're stealing from Americans?
They're playing a glorified exhibition, and they're playing it out as, this is Man City and Chelsea. No, it's not. It's their C players. And their other players come and they go, hi, I'm here. And they play 10 minutes and they get subbed out. They're not playing to win. They're playing not to get hurt, which is the only thing. It's like watching an NFL preseason game, but charging full price for it.
So I got a question for you. So we've got, it's 2024. The World Cup will be in North America in 2026. All of our kids will be either in college or pretty into it, into college or out of college. Do we figure out a way to go to a game?
I would love to go to a game.
World Cup game? So, okay,
yeah.
So that's,
somewhere.
That's a kind of an interesting kind of line that's been articulated here. So, because I was like thinking, I until I realized it was Pelotonia Day, I wanted to go see that. I was like, it would, because we had that idea of doing the what we call the seven.
It's kind of our
super,
it's kind
seven,
of our duty
where we see a game
it,
in each.
You're
of the
right.
Game.
And
it's our
it
duty to represent Ohio in Ohio Stadium and go to that game. I kind of feel like we should. We're the type of people that would go. Right?
Yeah.
I have no idea what the cost of the ticket is, but
all right. Well, I'll tell you what. If they cure cancer before that game. Then we'll go.
I love it.
Okay, but I like that World Cup thing, Maestro. I'm gonna start talking about it now, trying to kind of get all the groundwork and foundation.
That's
made.
The thing. It's I mean, you could make it a destination with wives and stuff, especially if it's like a really cool city and it's in, I don't know where all the stadiums are, but I know they've picked some really cool locations. You make a nice,
I don't know which the closest one that we're going to get. They announced,
I think it's Atlanta.
Atlanta's closest.
All right, that's around the horn. Coach says Duke's douchebags. Maestro says outer space is hot.
What?
BMOC, sadly, not going to go see the EPL unless they cure cancer before August 3rd. You ready to do that, fellas? You ready to move on? This show's toy. All right, it's time for some wagers of the week.
I don't have a wagers of the week. Week riff yet. But I'm just going to play the old Spettin' and Sweatin' for now until I workshop a new Wagers of the Week riff.
Ready!
And sweating. All right, so first let's close out season 6-7 weeks ago with the Super Bowl. As you know, our seasons go Super Bowl to Super Bowl, and quite a few of our sharp-eared listeners already figured this out. But we went into the Super Bowl with Coach having a commanding lead, BMOC in second place, Maestro in third place. And BMOC and Maestro laid all of their points out trying to catch Coach. Didn't work out for Maestro, but BMOC went 8-for-8 in his Super Bowl prop bets and ended up defeating Coach for the season. 135 to 120 points.
It was amazing.
An unbelievable upset. BMOC's first win in six seasons of wagering on this show. Congratulations to BMOC. Your reward.
Congratulations
to you. We're supposed to say that. Congratulations, BMOC. What a day.
It's a purple jelly bean that's giving birth to a green jelly bean.
I will say it's your reward for years and years of enduring Coach saying, it's BMOC, being BMOC.
That's right, consistently BMOC.
Consistently BMOC.
We should get a new t-shirt for the store that just says consistently BMOC.
What a dick that coach is.
Oh, man, what a duke bag.
What a duke
bag. He is a duke bag.
All right, so.
It takes a duke bag to know a duke bag.
It really does.
Season 7, we're going to tip it off here. It's a little basketball metaphor, but you all have 10 points in your accounts. Let's see what you can turn them into between now and the next Super Bowl. Coach.
All right, I'm going to stick with the team I'm riding right now. We're going to go UK minus 13.5 against Oakland. I'm taking UK 10 points.
All right, Maestro.
What did I pick? Oh, I picked an upset. I'm going to take UAB plus 7 over San Diego State.
Nice. 10 points for Maestro. UAB on San Diego State. I also picked an upset. I love this line. You know, I love me a big line. St. Pete's Peacocks plus 21.5 against Tennessee. They're going to cover that for sure because they're going to win that game. 10 points.
No, they're not.
I can't wait to see what happens tomorrow. The just the disarray of people's brackets and like what I just love that. That first couple of days where just like shit hits the fan, you're like, I had no idea. How could this happen?
Well, and really I know I've articulated this on the show in the past, but what interests me about the tournament is in the post NIL era where there still be those upsets that we used to see.
Yeah, heck yeah. These are teenagers, man.
They still have some senior-laden teams that can do it.
That's true.
All right, absolutely. All right, fellas, before we wrap this one up, anything else?
No, I'm good.
The new format cut about 10 minutes off the show. That's what we were going for. All right, there being no other sports fit to be discussed in a medium sort of way until Wednesday next, or possibly Wednesday next, on behalf of basketball legend Matt Longley, the 30-something fan, and the maestro, Brian Hake, I'm Pete Brown, the big man on campus, shouting at my computer screen, good times, everybody, good times! We'll be right back.
Noise.
Tight.
Noise.
You almost missed your cue there, Coach.
I know, sorry.
Sports Wednesday is produced by Blue Monkey Communications and features basketball legend Matt Longley, the maestro Brian Hake, and me, Pete Brown. Some music and sound effects from today's show came from the websites audionautics.com and freesound.org. Visit sportswednesday.com for complete attribution. You can follow us on Twitter at Sport Wednesday, that's sport with no S, Wednesday, and on Instagram at Sports Wednesday. For more information about the board game Hoopsters, visit hoopsters.store, drop your email address in, and we'll keep you in the loop. Until next Wednesday, and on behalf of basketball legend Matt Longley and the maestro Brian Hake, I'm Pete Brown, the big man on campus, saying, good times, everybody, good times. Do 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 do